Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
No reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out. And it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Son of man.
but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me. Around for me.
Amen. Am I on? Can everybody hear me? Amen. So,
yes, you're clear.
As I was saying, we have a lot of things that are going on in our family, and because we're not handling certain things the way that God wants us to handle them, and now it is messing us up. We have decisions that we're making, and we're not making them because of some of the issues that we got going on. So now we're making issues, or we're making judgments of things and trying to do things when we got all of these issues that we have yet to ask God to deal with. So I want to talk to you all very briefly before we open up the lines to everybody on tonight. I want to talk about an issue that one of my dearly beloved friends, I believe in the Bible, had, and his name is David. David was dealing with certain things that he didn't acquire God about. You know, David had so many wives and so many concubines, but it was this one particular day David was up on top of his palace, walking around, looking, stretching himself, just got out of the bed, flexing his muscles, if you will. And as he was on the rooftop of his palace, he's able to look out abroad to see everything that's going on. But there was a woman that was bathing on the roof of her house that David glanced upon, and then all of a sudden, whatever was festering up in David was now being manifested, to the point that David said to himself, after looking and glazing upon this beautiful young woman, that I got to send word to her to see who is she, what is she about, is she married, is she single. And so David already got all of these wives and concubines, but David wanted something else. He wanted something else. The issues in his life was pondering upon him, beating upon him, things that was taking manifestations up inside of his body, to the point that he looked upon this woman and said, I must have this lady. This lady is bad to the bone. Have you ever been there to a place where you may have seen a vehicle and you got a car? As a matter of fact, you got another car, but your appetite was so big that you wanted something a little bit more than what you got. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Amen. And so you glanced upon what somebody else had, and then all of a sudden you said, man, I got to have this vehicle. I'll do anything that I got to do to get this. If I got to sell this car to get that car. Oh, I seen that bad house over there. What must I do to get this house? We have got unsettled issues going on inside of us that are now running our lives. And if we do not allow God to take centerfold over us, we're going to allow these issues to take aim and run at us and run over us. Amen. Can I get a witness, somebody? See, you got to understand that your walk And what God has for you is for you. But you got to allow God to deal with some things that are inside of you. Glory be to God. David has said in the book of Psalms, I believe it's around the 19th chapter, he said, Lord, help my presumptuous sins. Help the things that are so deeply embedded in me that I can't even handle myself. I need your help with them issues. Coincide Second Samuel the second chapter is talking about here, because David was dealing with something and he seen somebody that he said, man, I know I got all these wives. I can just imagine what he was saying to himself. Man, I got all these wives. I got all these concubines. I can have any woman that I want. But what I seen over there, I want that. And David tried, and David did whatever he could to cover up, do whatever he had to do to get that woman over there. So I want to read a little bit of this. I want to read a little bit of 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter. I want to read just a little bit of it. I don't know if I want to read all of it, but I want to just skip down on some parts and allow you to see. The Bible says, and I'm reading, I'm going to read from King James Version because my brother loved the King James Version. It says this. It said, and it came to pass after a year was expired, at the time when kings go forth in battle, that David sent Joab and his servant with him, Israel, to destroy the Ammons and besiege rabbis. But David tarried till at Jerusalem, which means that David stayed at the place where war was already taking forward or going forward. David decided to stay in Jerusalem. He decided not to go into war. He decided not to go to the battle. And it came to pass, second verse says, and it came to pass in the evening tide that David arose from the bed and walked upon the roof of his king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not that Bathsheba? Now, here's one of the messengers that was saying to David, is that not Bathsheba, the son of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers. He sent some people after he found out who she was. This is an issue. He found out who she was, and David still, because of the beauty of this woman, in his body just felt like, man, I got to have it. I don't care who she is. I don't care who she's connected with. I don't care if she's married, if she's single. It don't make a difference. I want her. So David sends messengers after he received the message that she was married. David said, man, look, I don't care. I don't care. See, that's what, when you're dealing with issues, your appetite begins to outweigh the voice of God. Your appetite, when you are dealing with issues, it begins to outweigh the mouth of God when God is trying to get your attention. Your appetite or your issue, if you will, can get you in so much trouble that you'll be saying, God, why you ain't responding to me? Why you ain't talking to me? Well, God is talking to you. It's just the simple fact that your appetite, your desire, that thing inside of you, that issue that's pressing upon you, it decides to override what God is saying to you. God's mouth begins to be so small when your appetite or your issue begins to be so big. So David listened to his messenger, but he said, nah, I hear what you're saying, but bruh, please, I need somebody to go and talk to this woman for me. And the Bible says in verse number 4, David sent messengers, came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, which means she was on her menstrual cycle, if you will, when David first seen her, when she was washing herself. So David said, okay, she's clean now. She's purified now. So now let me go ahead and lay with her. And the Bible says that in verse number 4, so David sent messengers, took her, laid with her, because she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived and sent and told David and said, I am with child. And David sent Joab, saying, send me Uriah. Now, here is the issue. And I was reading this, Pastor E, I was reading this, and those who are on here, I kept asking myself, God, why did you allow this to happen? Why did you allow the issue that David was having to fester inside of him? Why didn't you stop him, God? And he said, I did try to stop David, but his issues was far greater than the sound that I was sending to him. Oh, my God, glory. Thank you, God. And I said, well, God, how is that when David was a man after your own heart? Why was it? I don't understand, God. He said, keep reading, and you will see that I did try to get his attention, but David was not listening because the issue in his life was far greater than my voice trying to reach him in the midst of his appetite. Oh, my God. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. Your issues can override when God is trying to send a message to you because the appetite inside of you is so great that you will dismiss what God is saying to you. I'm going to show you when God was talking to David. I'm going to show you when God was talking to David. Now, watch this. We're going to go down a little bit. We're going to go down a little bit. Amen. So, Joab. So, he sent Joab saying, bring Uriah. Bring Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah unto David. Verse number 7. And when Uriah came unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. So David now is talking to him in a friendly conversation after David already knows what's going on. David's issue is steady festering him. Now watch this, to the point where David now is trying to coerce him to do something. And David said to Uriah, verse number 8, go down to thy house, wash thy feet. And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mass of meat from the king. So now David is sending food with Uriah, thinking that Uriah was going to go home. Well, now watch this. I want you to watch this. God talked to David, but David didn't listen to it. Amen. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of the Lord and went not down to his house. Verse number 10, and when they had told David, saying, Uriah went not down unto his house, David said unto Uriah, comest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go unto thy house? And Uriah said to David, the ark and Israel and Judah abided in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the fields open. Shall I then go into my house and eat and to drink and to lie with my wife, as thou livest and as thy soul liveth? I would not do this thing. God was talking to David through Uriah. Oh, my God. And David did not catch it. David's issues became so big that he heard Uriah speaking, but he was not listening to him. We're just gonna go somewhere here. Amen. And verse number 12, David said to Uriah, tarry here today also, and tomorrow I will let thee depart. So Uriah abide in Jerusalem the day and the morrow. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him. And he made him drunk. And then, when he had lie in the bed with the servants of his Lord, but he went not down to his house. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it unto the hand of Uriah. And he wrote a letter saying, set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that ye may be smitten to death, that he may be smitten to death. God was trying to get David's attention, because I kept reading this. I kept reading this, and I said, God, I don't understand. David did not even to your voice, God. And I said, and then also, God, you didn't even speak to David. I'm trying to figure out where in this did you speak to David? But then when he showed me verse 11 and 12, and when Uriah did not go, that was God speaking to David. God was speaking to David in the disobedient act of Uriah not going down to be with his wife. And David didn't catch the first one. David didn't even catch the second one, because David tried to get him drunk. David tried to get him so sloppy drunk so that they can possibly carry him down to his wife's house so that he may sleep with his wife. David was trying to cover up his actions. Anytime you're dealing with some issues, you try to cover up the things that you've done. You don't want nobody to know your deep secrets. So you'll lie over here, and you'll tell that lie over there, so that it will throw folk off. And David was trying to get Uriah to the place where he can go do this bidding, his husband duty, and lay with his wife, because David already knew that she was pregnant. When you're dealing with issues, you're always trying to cover up something. I got somebody who's real close to me, and I'm not gonna, you know, say it over the Blog Talk Radio, but I know when that person is lying to me. I know when he's lying. I know when they're lying. I know when she's lying. And so I don't even say anything. I allow them to continue to tell their tale, because once you tell one tale, you got to tell another tale to cover that one up. I'm on you now. I done figured you out now, but you go ahead. I want you to continue to keep, if this is how you think that we are and we got to have a relationship like this, then I'm going to let you continue to keep thinking you got me, but you don't have me. I understand and know where you at. See, when a person has so many deep-rooted issues and don't allow God to handle their issues, they'll start trying to cover up things. They'll try to cover up their behaviors. They'll try to cover up their lies. They'll try to cover up their mishaps and all of this other stuff, because when you have an issue, you try to cover those things up because you don't want people to really see you for who you really are. My God, help me somebody. You don't want people to really see you with your issues, because you try to live this perfect life. You try to live this quote-unquote Holy Ghost-filled life dealing with these issues. Amen. So you try to use this hard exterior, knowing that you got some fragile pieces inside of you. Somebody told me one day, he said, matter of fact, I was talking to my uncle. He said, remember that old story, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And I said, yeah, I know that story. I used to read that story a lot. He said, you want to know some, get a deep insight about that? He said, you want to know why the king's horses and the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again? I said, yeah, please tell me why, Unc. He said, because the king wasn't there. I said, Lord, have mercy. Now that spoke volume to me, and I know that caught somebody right there. The reason why Humpty Dumpty couldn't be put back together again, because the king, and I'm talking about the king of all kings and the lord of all lords, wasn't there to pieces that Humpty Dumpty was missing, glory be to God, to put him back together again. When you got some people who are not in the courtship of the king, they'll put any old try to pieces back to you. They'll try to put this back to you and glue it to you. They'll try to put this back to you and tape you back together. another, but until the king come in. Until the king comes in. That's the only one that can take your fragile body and all this stuff that you've been dealing with and begin to mend you the way that you was purposed to be mended. I want y'all to think about that. The person who wrote that book, he said, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And when my uncle enlightened me on the reason why the king's horses and the king's men couldn't put them back together again, it was because the king wasn't present. Think about that for a minute. Issues in your life, why can't you be put back together again? Why can't you be mended back together again? Could it be you have absent yourself from the king? You have taken yourself from the courtship with the king, and you have allowing issues to be up on top of issues and to be up on top of issues, and your inadequacies and all of these behaviors begin to now walk you down a pathway that you know you shouldn't be on. Amen. I remember before I even got saved, because I was dealing with a lot of issues. I was dealing with rejection issues. I was dealing with abandonment. I was dealing with all kind of things, and I tried to subsidize all of this stuff and take the place with alcohol and if I can use this on Blog Talk Radio, promiscuous ways. I try to do any and everything I pops could do to bring me some fulfillment, because what I was dealing with was really killing me. I used to have thoughts, why my mother ain't here. My mama used to leave me with my grandmother because there was a man in her life, and that man was centerfold now, and I became the back seat. And then I remember being sometimes in my grandmother's house, and aunties and misused me and tell me that I never amount to anything, so now I got that issue. Then all of a sudden, I remember one day I was in my cousin's home and on the south side of Chicago, and being there, the kids couldn't be down there being entertained where the grown folks were entertained, so they would stick us up in a room, and they would put on the VHS at that time, and they would have pornography videos for us to watch. So you got a group of cousins and up here watching something that we shouldn't be watching, but there comes another issue. And now you got this issue of abandonment and rejection now upon another issue of sexual appetites, and here we are 9, 10, 11 years old, looking at things that we shouldn't be looking at, experiencing things that we shouldn't even be experiencing. Amen. And then all of a sudden, when we get into our teenage years, we got some issues, y'all. Then when we get to our 20s, we got some deep issues. And then we start to do things that we know we shouldn't be doing, but because of the issues now have taken center fold over our lives, and we begin to act out what the issues are dealing with inside of us, what they want. And then we say, it ain't us that is doing it, which is not, but it's the issues that we've not allowed God to take over. Come on to me, ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He said, take my yoke upon you and I'll give you rest. Let's do an exchange today. Let's let God know that I got some deep-rooted issues. I got some family issues. I got some sexual issues. I can't stop smoking. I can't put the alcohol down. I can't stop fornicating. I can't stop committing adultery because of all this stuff that is going on before me that now I'm acting out as a Christian, as a believer, and I don't know how to let this stuff go, God, but I need your unchanging hands to help me in the midst of this. See, God is speaking to us, but it's up for us to actually listen to what God is actually saying pertaining to our issues. Woo, God, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. So we got to get a hold of this. What time do I have here? Okay, I got 30. I got 8. I'm doing real good. Amen. 8:36. And we're getting ready to open up the lines because I want us to talk. I want us to be able to be free on tonight for those who are listening to me on the radio broadcast here and those who are listening to me in different countries and those who are listening to me in different cities. We got some issues. Even as believers, we got issues. Here's David. David was a man after God's own heart. David was the king, but David had some issues. David had some secret things going on inside of him. Could it be the abandonment that he received from his father Jesse? Never allowing him to come inside of the house, but being out there on the outside, sleeping with the sheep. Could it be that because he was never invited to the parties, or even the party where they had to go get him before Samuel anointed him to be king? Could it also be that when he was going before Saul and playing his harp before Saul, but Saul wanted him dead, could that have been an issue? Could it also have been an issue when he was getting ready to fight Goliath and his older brother was upset at him because of he thought he was trying to take his position or his place? Was David was dealing with some childhood issues that was never resolved. Followed him all the way up through his manhood years to the point now his children was having issues with one another. One brother slept with his sister. The other brother wanted him killed and killed. He had issues. His children began to have issues. Then he had a son that wanted to have his own father killed. We got some issues that we have yet to ask God, Lord, please help me with my issues. Please. My dad was never in my life. So I swore that I would be the best father that I could possibly be because my dad was never there. But that was an issue. I was trying to overcompensate what somebody wasn't in my life to now do for my children's life. And when I look at my children, I'm hindering them and hurting them to be the young and young men and women that they're supposed to be because of what my issues. Oh my God, help me, Jesus, help me, God. Y'all don't understand. Oh my God, glory. Thank you. Please. Don't allow my issues to be an overcompensation to my children where I hinder them to being the young men and women that they're supposed to be in society. Help me, God. I wasn't raised looking at great marriages. There was broken pieces all in my family. And here I am married 26 years. Am I overcompensating because of the things that I didn't see to the place where I want so bad to not be at the divorce court like my family were? Am I doing things that I shouldn't be doing just to make everybody happy when I'm still feeling the way I'm feeling with my issues? Oh, y'all don't hear me. Amen. See, y'all want a prophet to come talk to y'all and be all man. Yes, yes, yes. This, that. But don't want to be real with you. I'm trying to be real with you to let you see that there are all of us got some things that we're dealing with, deep bedded things that we have yet to ask the Father to please help us with. And if we don't get a hold of this, this stuff is going to try to take us over. Amen. I got what time I got? 8:40. Amen. So we're gonna open up here, and we're gonna allow some of you who may be dealing with some things. We want to pray with you. There might be somebody on here listening to me right now. You might not be saved. You might be searching to see who God is, and is God real? I want to tell you, yes, He is real. Because He did something for me back in 1991 that nobody could have ever done for me. He put me on a pathway that nobody else could have put me on this pathway but Him. Yes, He's real. And He can be real in your life, too, if you allow Him to be. I remember telling my grandmother, I don't want to go based on the God you know. I want to know Him for myself. I want a personal relationship with this God that you pray to every day, Grandma. I want a personal relationship to the God that you sing songs to and you give praises to. I want to know that God for myself. Amen. We got ministers that are on here. We got pastors that are listening in. We got evangelists. We got the 5-4 ministry on deck. So if there's anybody who don't know the Lord, we want to lead you to Christ. If there's anybody that is hurting because of some family issues, marital issues, childhood issues, your children having issues with one another, amen. We want to be able to talk to you on tonight and pray with you so that you can get a breakthrough pertaining to these issues. Amen. Like I said, that story really rings out to me. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. And when my uncle told me the reason why he couldn't be put back together again is because the king was never there. The king was the only one who knew every piece of Humpty Dumpty. Just like the King of all kings know every piece, every intricate part of you. He knows every fallible thing in you. He knows all about you. Glory be to God. I believe he said in the book of Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. Amen. I knew you. Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will begin to show you great and mighty things that you know not of. God is so intimate with us that all you got to do is say, God, I'm dealing with this, and He'll help you. All you got to do is just wave your hand, raise your hand and say, Father, it's me in the need of prayer. I need you right now. And He'll come.
It's
He'll
me.
Come.
It's me. I'm in the need of prayer. Pray for me. You pray for me. I pray for you. You pray for me. I pray for you. That means we are really praying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo! My God. My God. My. You know, I'm working and listening to this awesome word, and it's one of them nights where I'm telling you, I'm saying, you know, man, go there, you know, but. One thing that you mentioned in the beginning, and you were definitely talking about David, great David, the man after God's own heart. I hope that's some encouragement for somebody out there that lost your way, and you knew you had God's own heart. You knew you were a man after or a woman after God's own heart. You had made a big mistake. Let yourself off the hook and repent. I'm gonna leave that one
that's
at
it.
That. Secondly, you were talking about God speaking to David. When if we, you know, we know the building of God's army through David is they won so many battles is because they obeyed. They followed every instruction. See, the separation between Saul and David is Saul would make his own rules in the midst of the prophecy that was given to him. And then he ruined his rulership. David, on the other hand, ruled by the order and the sovereignty of God and instruction to the T. So when you said, like, this would just dropped on me like a brick, when you said, how was God speaking to David? Well, Uriah was God in the flesh because he was obedient to the structure. He was obedient to the commands. And even though the king of this world, who he was under his rulership, even though he gave him commands, he still honored God's commands. That's how God was speaking through him, through the example of man.
Yes.
And that's where we don't look deeply into that. There's somebody right next to you that's living holy that you think is weird, that you think is crazy, that you think is stuff, when they're really the example God wants you to see of being able to live holy. We can do this thing.
Yes, you can.
But is it
you
about
really
self?
Can.
Is it about that own fleshly desire, that your own needs, you know? And you know I talk about the five senses, the smell, the taste, the touch, the listening, and the feeling. Those things, those five entities always lead us to self that make us see something that looks good, that's not really good for us in that season.
Yes.
But God
but
still
God.
When you have a heart after God, he'll save you, and he will deliver you when you save and deliver yourself by your confession.
Yes.
I was just preaching at this morning. I said, don't despise, Monday, not today. Monday, I said, don't despise your testimony. There's
Come
some people
on.
Out
Come
there
on.
Need to hear what you've been through. There's a way you went through something that I didn't go through that way. There's one person that will hear that and say, oh, come here, girl, I need to hear that. Hey, dude, man, please tell me more. And that's where your story comes out to tell people of how you messed up. But your story
yes,
is
sir.
Everybody's, but your testimony is that God will save you if you save yourself through him. And allow him to do what he's going to do for you, which he's ready. The problem
is
we're not ready. We're not ready.
He's
slow dragging.
He's so ready.
And then, in this part here, because you got to come back on this one. You brought up issues in 2019. Talked on issues for about 3 weeks. And then that's I was counting spiritually how many times you use that word, and you use issues over 30 times.
Wow.
God is really trying to get us leaders to look at our issues in the closet.
Yes.
we need to be more self-examining of our mess that's in the closet, stuff you thought you was done with. Stuff you thought you was delivered from, so stuff you thought you had gave up that's still in the closet that might come back on you if you don't handle it right now.
Yes, sir.
Issues in the closet, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You did this. You did this. Issues in the closet. Because after this broadcast, I'm going to get on my face and I'm going to search for some issues in my closet, underneath my table, underneath my bed, underneath my carpet. Somewhere in my old shoes. I'm going to do a complete inventory tonight. And you did this. God spoke through you. And that's something else that you said. You know, people want to hear a prophet say, you're going to get $1 million. You're going to get, what's your last name? Oh, did you hear me call your name? Did you hear me call how many toes you got? Did you tell me how many hairs you got on your head? No, a prophet tells the truth of God.
Yes.
Breaks you
so
down.
True.
You be like, oh, no, don't prophesy to me no more. You just telling me stuff I already know. That's when you know you're dealing with a true prophet. When what they tell you, it be ringing all up in your belly, all up in your spirit. You be like, oh, stop. I thought a prophet was supposed to tell me about the good stuff, about the glorious stuff, about I'm going to get this and get that. Yeah, you're going to get it, but you must fix your wicked ways. And you have to, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Forgive me for all my sins. And continue to give me the opportunity to forgive, be forgiven, and to forgive for all sins people thought they had against me.
Yes.
Prophet, you are prophesying. A real prophet speaks the truth of God. That's not
yes.
hocus pocus. That ain't checking your Facebook before they prophesy you. That ain't them asking everybody that know you about you. That's you telling the truth about the word of God that fits me. You prophesy to me tonight because I'm going to clean my closet.
Glory. Glory.
And I'm afraid somebody's name might be on that. Woo, Jesus.
Glory.
There may be some names on that closet list too. That's how deep we have to go in being, about our Father's business and really being ready to be children of God. It starts with me. I'm not telling nobody else to do what I just confessed. I hope somebody else is hearing the energy and the prophetic word that came from the man of God tonight, but that came from me. So if it didn't touch nobody else, lift your hands toward me and say, Lord, deliver. But
Lord,
if
deliver.
Just you just a little bit like me, turn the other four fingers back around to yourself and say, deliver me.
Deliver me, God. Deliver me.
Right now, deliver me, Jesus. Deliver me. I want to
yes.
be delivered. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you,
Anybody
God.
Else out there want to confess? Anybody else out there want to deliver, be delivered? Anybody else out there just want to share and be a part? Dial one now. The lines are ready. They're hot. The anointing is flowing so heavy. All you got to do is dial one, and you're going to be forgiven and delivered from whatever it is you're dealing with. And if you thought you had it all together, I know you heard something way back down deep in the closet that you said, you know what, ooh, they got me on that one. And we didn't even
yes.
know. That's the prophetic word of God.
Yes.
Thank you, prophet. Thank you, prophet.
You know, man, to God be the glory. You know, Pastor E, I looked up the word issue. It's a vital or unsettled matter, a concern, a problem. I have issues with his behavior. It's a concern. It's a problem. It's a vital or unsettled matter, something that is unsettled in my life. Glory be to God. Somebody who messed with me, that it just got me to the place that I'm unsettled. Amen. You got people who've been molested. They have an unsettled spirit. Oh, my God. Help me, Jesus. They had an unsettled spirit because it has messed with them to the point where they don't even know if they're a man or a woman. It has unsettled them. Oh, good God Almighty. An issue that has come in to disrupt what the purpose of God was in your life, to now push you in an area where now you're unsettled.
My God.
You're unsettled. And there are
unsettled.
A lot of people in the body of Christ that are unsettled.
Settle
a
down.
A lot of people. Come on. You come on. Throw your weight around.
Throw
yes,
your
Lord.
Weight around.
Unsettled.
My God. I'm telling you, man, bro, you know what? You've lit the fire, and we got to keep this fire going as long as, because I tell you, even in my segments and things I'm doing, God has just sparked that love thing. That but we can preach love in every message.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to get away from your context and your 3 points and all the stuff. And that's the way you preach. But you must preach love in every instance. This was a love message tonight, because if I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth. If I love you, I don't want to see you jump off the bridge. If I love you, I want to tell you I'm here to help you. I'm here to support you. I'm here to be in the ring with you. But I can't cover you. I can't pray with you unless you're covering and praying for yourself. That is a
yes.
prophetic word from God right there.
Yes.
Come on, somebody dial one, get in the conversation. I know Evangelist Virginia Valentine is available. Welcome to the Prophet's Closet. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Prophet Wood.
Good evening. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome word.
Glory to God.
Awesome word. I'm sitting here listening to you talking about David. David was a man after God's own heart. David was anointed. Not only a man after God's own heart, but he was anointed. But David had a fleshly spirit. His flesh got in the way. A lustful spirit. Got in the way. Oh, he heard God, but guess what? He disobeyed the voice of God. God said, my sheep know my voice, but a stranger do not. But David was disobedient. David wanted this woman. I'm going to get her one way or the other. Lust. Flesh. Your flesh will mess you up. Your flesh will cause you to fall. You just talked about Humpty Dumpty. Had a great fall. Your mess will cause you to fall. Your lust, your fleshly spirit will get in the way, man of God, and you will fall. You will fall from grace. You will fall. That's why David came back in the 51 Psalm, I believe, and he cried out to God. And he asked God to renew it in him, the right spirit. He cried out to God. He repented. And he cried out and asked God to help me. Renew within me the right spirit. And don't, he just went on and on repenting because he knew he had messed up and caused Uriah to get killed. I said, no, David, you was after God's own heart. God loved it, you, David, and you loved it, God, but you had to go and lay down with Bathsheba. That's why I wonder today why some men that is married, y'all need to hear me tonight, why some men that are married got one of the prettiest wives at home, everything that you need, and you go out with your stuck-on stupid self. You goes out and you go lust after somebody else. And then you realize what you got at home. Then you go back to your wife. But the, let me say this. Your good thing is at home. And you don't need to roam. Because God has given you your rib. Why do men go and they do what they do? I'm not talking about all men, but some men. Because they got a lustful spirit. And I got a problem with that. When I, you look at what you got at home. Pastor Wood, look at what you got at home. Man of God, Pastor E, you don't have a wife. But when you are you thinking about getting married or whatever, God has given you your rib. Your good thing is at home, and you don't need to roam. You don't need to look for nothing else. Oh, my Lord.
I need Jesus. Wait a minute. I need Jesus. That's all I need. I need some Jesus.
You need Jesus.
I'm good. I'm good. Don't even prophesy that on me. I'm good. I need more Jesus, more Jesus, more Jesus, more Jesus. I'm good on that. I just want to. I had to unmute myself to say that one, just so it didn't get where he. Oh, he received that. No, we good right now. We Paul. I'm in my Paul season for
well,
at least the next 5 years,
man. Well, that's mean you may not never get married. Well, that's fine too. But be a man after God's own heart, because the devil is out there bringing men down. And I look at it and I pray. I say no. This should not happen. I saw a man, had the beautiful wife. Then when he realized what he had at home, he said, let me go back home. I said, send him back, God, but whoop before he go back. Chastise it.
Amen.
Yeah, but, hey, woman of God, now, I'm going to say this because I am on verse on a lot. It's women doing the same thing these days. I'm not saying it's not our fault for dropping the ball in the beginning. But it's going both ways now. You don't know what's coming. We need everybody to get right. We need everybody to get right. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right. We need everybody to get right. Come on now.
Well, we do.
Yes, sir.
I'm not blaming the men, but I'm a David too. But probably we're talking about David tonight. A woman could be a David. I know they got some women that fall, but when I saw this man, I know you could be sitting out eating with your wife. And your eyes is rolling around in your head.
Amen. Eyes stop roaming. Then we just pray. Can we pray right now for eyes to stop roaming on both ends, for us to stay focused to one thing, keep our eyes on the prize, and let us really, really, really appreciate what God has given us, whether it is to be single, whether it is to be married, whatever it is, let us keep our eyes on the prize and know how to love truly, truly
that's
like
right.
God loves that part. See,
yes.
That how really we're supposed to love. Bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you, evangelist.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for that word.
Minister
tonight.
Terry.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Welcome to the prophet's closet. Come on in. And, you know, she's doing something. She's doing something else.
Yes.
Good evening.
You know, amen. Good evening. You know, I just got off.
Good evening.
Glory to God. Good evening, Prophet Dwayne. Awesome word. I've been listening. I was multitasking because I spoke with Pastor E and told him I was going to listen to the archives later. But I've heard you said on the issues, and yes, and Pastor E, yes, men and women do have issues. But like Evangelist Valentine said, when we're going after the heart of God, like David, we can put our issues to sleep. And you know what? This spirit, because I was just reading about David and what was her name, Bathsheba, and how he sent, that was his, you know, first man, he sent him out to war to, you know, and to lay with her. So that's some issues that's going on. That's why the Old Testament teaches us so much is going on in real life, so we don't make these mistakes in our flesh here. So glory be to God. I have to make sure I go back and listen to this from the beginning because I know this was hot. I was getting bits and pieces because I was on the doing something, and I was trying to listen and do both, you know. But I want to make sure I get 100% of this word. Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you all, family, and I love you all. Amen.
Bless you more. Bless you more.
Love you too. Love you more.
Amen. God bless, man of God.
God bless you too, sis.
Amen. We got a couple more minutes. Go ahead, dial one if you want to come into the conversation. You know, now the lines are full, Prophet, and that's why I was telling you, like, earlier when you said, okay, we're going to open the lines. No, that's what you should have said. Get ready to dial one now so we can see what kind of response, because you could have went 15 more minutes with the meat.
Wow.
And, you know, and that, as you said, you know, I programmed the Prophet's Closet for 3 hours, so you always have time. You're not on a time limit. That goes for all our broadcasters. I'll give everybody the time to do what they came to do. But it has been great for me. I know I got my word. Thank you so much. Area code 860, last four, 8002. You are in the closet. Welcome.
Praise God, everybody. Good evening.
God bless you.
Hey, Prophet Woods. This is Prophetess Lori from Hartford, Connecticut. God bless. I just thank and praise God that that I have a good foundation. The foundation is very important. I remember my father. My father was an elder in church, and when I left my mom, I went to live with my dad, and he was. You know, he was halfway in the church and halfway out the church, and he was trying to force me to go to church, you know, just force me. And I know I wasn't ready at the time. I really didn't even know God, but rather than being forced, I left his home, and I just went back out in the streets and stuff. But then when I went back in the streets, I found God for myself. I had a personal encounter with God. I was strung out on crack cocaine and strung out on this and strung out on that, and I just began to just talk to God and pray. I said, God, if you be real, then I need you to deliver me, because if you don't deliver me, I'm going to die. And so then that's when I met God personally for myself and had that personal encounter with God. And once I had that personal encounter with God, you couldn't tell me anything, because I knew God had delivered me from that crack, and he delivered me from this, and he delivered me from that. And I remember he talking to a prophet, prophesying to me, and told me that God was calling me to holiness, but he wasn't going to take everything at once. He wasn't going to scare me. He was going to just do it slowly so that I could get, you know, get deliverance and get healed, and dealing with a lot of rejection and a lot of abandonment, and, you know, from my mom and my father and other people, and especially when I got in the household of faith. I ain't never seen a bunch of mess in my life. It made me wanna just be out and go back out to the streets. Like, what is this? Is this God? Is this the people of God? I thank God that I learned about deliverance. When I had that personal encounter with him, I knew God could deliver me, you, or anybody else from anything. If he could deliver me from crack, he can deliver anybody from anything. And so I learned with my foundation that you don't have to be bound. You don't have to be controlled and continue to have issues that you had when you was growing up. And now that you have grown up, you still dealing with these issues. Because, see, a lot of people in the body of Christ think that deliverance is evil. They think that it's something, oh, I got demons, you know. And you don't even want to hear about it. You got spirits, you got demons, and you got issues, you got this and you got that. And they think it's a curse. Deliverance is not a curse. It's a blessing. It is an act of God's love. It's an act of his love. And I thank God that every time he shows me something about me, I'm willing and I'm ready. I yield my member to him to allow him to get whatever it is that needs to be taken out of me, to take it out, because I don't want to pet no demons. I don't want none. God is my Father. And I thank God that I have that personal relationship with him, not a fake, phony relationship, not that relationship described in these last days, these perilous times, that we have a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. We know of God, but we really don't know him at all. I don't want to be one of those people sitting up in church that just have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof, because God is all powerful. He's all knowing, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, not just in finances, not just in material things, not in just blessings. Like you said, a prophet come in and you think you just want to hear him say, oh, God gonna bless you with this, that, and the other, but you don't want deliverance. You don't want to hear the truth about yourself. You don't want to face reality that if you don't, I'm teaching a series now on the Apostle Rick's line about overcomer, more than a conqueror, being overcomers and dealing with love. Because love, everything hinges on love. Everything hinges on love. Everything, your weaknesses, your strength, what you're battling, what you're going through, everything hinges on love. And in the book of Galatians, and we talk about those vices, the vices that we need to get rid of.
Amen. You know, I had to come off because our ministry just dedicated the rest of the season of 2020 to preach about love on any time I give a word. And it may be about fresh fire. It may be about get your life together. But I guarantee you I'm going to preach love in the midst of that message.
Yes.
Every time I speak, if we don't get more of that going, how can we come together as the body of Christ? I even heard when you said about the church, even when you've grown, the church is still that way. You can be seasoned, and some churches are so so religious and so systematic that you see you're accepted because of who you are and maybe your title. I'm not really looking for titles. I'm looking for the body of Christ to really accept each other for who we are as servants, as children, then as friends. See, there's levels in relationship with Jesus that people don't really look at. You begin a servant because you're serving him by following him. But then, you know, then you grow to know him personally, and he even says he'll call you brother. Then he calls you friend. You know everything about him. You know everything about God because you've elevated in relationship with him through obedience, and it has to be through love. Because he says, if one would love like this, they would what? Give their life for a friend. And that's where it's all about. I love it. Prophet, you beginning things tonight.
Amen. Amen.
And Pastor, I missed your name. I know I was asking Prophet your name, but Pastor Laura, Pastor, are you on Facebook? Hello?
I don't know if she dropped or so.
Yeah, she dropped. She dropped. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She dropped.
Okay.
So anyway, we want to keep connected. She had a good word, and we wanted to stay connected with her, get her connected with Minister Terry, Pastor Valoris, and Prophetess Lisa, and Minister Charlene to connect with Women Speak Now would be a good thing. Amen. But she did drop, so God bless. Anybody else? We got a couple more minutes, or we got a few more minutes. We can even allow the prophet to go farther if five people would dial one and say, "Preach, prophet, preach." I ain't gonna do you like that, partner. I ain't gonna do you like that. I love
Amen,
you, man.
But it's
good
all,
word, my brother.
Man,
I don't see anybody else dialing one, so we're gonna leave it at that. And no, we're not gonna put anybody under the bus. But if you're covenant with this network, beginning in April, you better be ready. If you own this line, I hope I ain't scaring people from listening. But if you're covenant with this network and you've been growing with this network, because I know you, I'm gonna start throwing you under the bus and giving you an opportunity to start speaking, because that's what this network is really about. If you didn't have a platform to speak on, call me, get in touch with me. I will make a show with you. 10 minutes. Prophet will give you 5 minutes. You know, I'll give you Mondays, whatever. This is a platform for you to get on here and feel comfortable to speak the word of God. That's why we are the Now Network. It's not our will, but it's the will of God. I believe Pastor Laura is back on, area code 860, last four 8002. Woman of God, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. Sorry, my call dropped. Yes, I'm back with you all. I think I heard you when I came back on. You said you actually was on Facebook.
Yeah, we like to connect, you know, especially when the word connects. We have very, very, a lot of shows here on the network. Women Speak Now, Let's Talk Jesus, Man Up the Movement, coinciding with Prophet's Closet, Pastor Brenda on Wednesdays, and we have a couple of open slots. So I'm always trying to connect with people that are like-minded believers that are wanting to spread the word. So that's what that was about.
Yes, sir. Myself too. I want to be with like-minded people, you know, people that really love God and that's ready to move forward in the things of God and connect and unify ourselves together, you know, as brothers and sisters, and walk in that divine, holy love of God.
Here, I'm gonna throw something at you just to kind of give you a feel of what, and I believe everybody connected to me is going to say that's the perfect description. The Now Network, P2P Ministries, is the playground. And you say, what is the playground? The playground is Matthew 18, when the disciples asked Jesus, who's going to be the greatest in heaven? And he says, sit down. He called a child to him and sat him in the midst. And he says, unless you be converted as little children, you'll never get in. That's what we're trying to be a part of. That's what we want to build together, because I'm really trying to make it happen. I'm ready to see glory come, because the world needs glory to come. But if we are not one as people, I think we'll keep on going through the cycles, because he says he's coming back for a church without spot or blemish. That means we all need to get it together. So that's what we do here.
And we are all our brothers and sisters keepers. When one fell, one fall, one need each other, we all supposed to be there to help each other, not prey on each other, P-R-E-Y.
Amen.
But P-R-A-Y.
Amen. That's real. That's real. That's real. So let's connect.
What is your name
on Facebook? It's Edward Pastor E. Hamilton. If you're on Prophet Dwayne's page, I'm on his page. But it's Edward.
I'm on his. Yes, we're very close. Yes, that's my brother. That's my big brother. So,
okay, Edward Pastor E. Hamilton. You'll see me on there.
All right.
Send me a prayer request
much.
And let's connect so we I can share some stuff we're doing.
Prophet Woods.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Or Prophet Woods, you make it happen. Anybody else want to get on the line? I know the fire is lit. It's hot tonight. And Prophet, you got something else you want to add?
No, sir. I'm really enjoying the feedback and making mental notes of everything because of, you know, these issues. You know, even when we're Christians, we're believers, we come into the house of the Lord, and we think that hey, because I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I've done Romans 9 and 10 are saying, confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is risen from the dead, all these things are supposed are going to be gone. No, it doesn't happen that way. If you never ask God to deal with them while you're before you even got saved, guess what? You're still open. You got to ask God to daily. This got to be a daily thing that you got to ask God. Lord, I'm dealing with some anger, and I got anger before I got here to Christianity, and I got anger, and I can't let some things go. That's unforgiveness. I'm walking in all of these things, and
prophet,
here I
prophet,
am.
Prophet,
even
prophet, can I prophesy before you give it all away?
Come on.
If you're not done writing that book before the end of 2020 called Issues, that is your novel, that is your bestseller, that right there, the Lord just dropped in my spirit as you kept talking. He said, shut him up. Ask him, can you prophesy? Because you're about to give it all away. We want to read it. We want to experience what the Lord is going to translate through you into letter form that we can read about our issues. Help us today.
Glory.
I pray towards you.
Glory.
I lift my hands towards you. All my prayer warriors, all my covenant partners, lift your hands toward the prophet tonight and let us sow into him that he is able to be filled with so much that he has the avenue and the time to deliver this artwork, this message, this curriculum, this training a workbook of issues. For our young people to know how we've been through things that they don't have to go through, that our young people can see how we struggled and how we also become victorious through our issues, that they can, watch this, win in their issues as they grow up. Man of God, I anoint you right now with what God has said. I pray over you right now in a total agreement that you are now filled with everything you need to accomplish what God has said tonight that you would do. And that is going to be publicized. If I have to help you, partner with you, whatever, and I'm going to call out everybody that's helping me and partner with me to publish, that book will be out before the end of 2020. I'm saying September.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Issues by Prophet Dwayne. Woo! I
thank
felt that.
Glory.
Woo! You ain't got to tell me. I felt that.
I receive it.
I
receive it. Now, watch this, Pastor E. Watch this, Pastor E. Now,
yes.
I'm looking for any ghost riders. I'm looking for any ghost riders on here. Amen. Let's get
Please
it done.
Speak
let's,
it.
Let's
speak it.
Let's get
speak
it done.
It.
We're looking for ghost
now,
riders. We're looking for those who got publishing. Look, come on, talk to me.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yes. And those out there,
I like
that
title.
Think you're not a ghost rider. You just got free time. You could be a ghost rider. We'll help you and guide you along those ways and help you be think you were supposed to be. Someone is sitting at home right now. You have free time, and you'd be like, how can I help? How can I do? What can I do? Let's birth your business tonight and become a ghost rider. And all that is in taking information from the writer and putting it down literally on paper that it makes it all come together. Very simple, very simple, very simple. We
Amen.
Need you. You need us.
Amen.
Amen.
Prophet,
I think we need
to put together our own publishing because I think I got all the artwork, all the structure, how to put it through Amazon. If you can write it, I know several people that can help us all put it together. I've been begging everybody to write. We got a book that we want to put out that is a unlimited writers. It's called How God Really Loved Me. But it's individual stories of not John 3:16. I don't want to hear that. That one's going to get rejected. I'm talking about that day when you knew, you really knew, not that he kept saving you and letting you get away with things. I'm talking about when you really knew it was either all or nothing. That's the story we want to hear. And we only want no more than 3 pages. That's it. 3 pages. A paragraph is fine, too. That could even work. But we want to put that kind of artwork out, but it takes people to want to put in. I got 7 issues in it, and God said, I need at least 21. So we're still putting it out there. Send it to my email, provoked2000@live.com, provoked, P-R-O-V-O-K-E-D, 200@live.com. Put on there how God loved me. We're going to read it. We're going to send you the email back. Oh, you're in. Boom. And it doesn't have to be all extravagant. It can be real dirty, grimy, whatever. And I'll even let you listen to my story of how I knew that he loved me, because I had destroyed my life. I had given up. I dispensed all of my grace, all my favor, everything that God had died for me. I had given it up. And on that last push, he showed up. And he said, it's all or nothing. Because if you don't follow me now, and I'm talking about follow me, that you get others to follow, you're done. And that didn't mean I was dying physically, but my spiritual life was over, and I chose to live.
Yes. God.
Now, I got that documented for mine. Minister Terry, Minister Rhonda, Minister Shannon, Minister Natasha. I still have theirs in the archive, but we need more. If you don't think you can write that one little three-page how God loved me. Not how he loved the world. How did he love you? Let's get that started.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, man of God, issues.
That's good.
By Prophet Dwayne will be out in 2020. If I got to write
it. I receive that. If I receive that.
And put your name on it. If I got to write it and put your name on it, it's coming out in 2020. You like that, huh? You like that? You like that, huh? Is that motivating?
Man, look, I'm with you, sir, and I like the simple fact of that when you stopped me, because when you stopped me and you went there, and I was like, okay, let me listen, God, and there it is,
yeah.
Issues, you know, issues
coming in 2020. I'm gonna make a flyer for you, issues by Prophet Dwayne. Coming in 2020. I'm going to push you, bro.
Hey, man, well, let's ride.
You ain't going to be mad if I put your book cover out there before you start writing, are you?
No, sir. Matter of fact,
right.
If you do that, we're going to get together, because I got to, there's a couple of things I wouldn't mind you putting on there, too.
Okay. But, hey, let's move. See how quick.
But I want to see. I want to see what you
no,
got.
No, not you, not you. But I want our listeners to see just how easy communication and motivation and encouraging can birth a dream, a vision, and an idea, and it's already in motion. His mind is clicking. I'm gonna call. Oh yeah, I got some ideas I want to put in it. See, we gotta talk more, y'all. We need more of this.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
We need more of this.
Issues.
Oh my God.
We all need to
issues.
Be motivated.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Anybody who will give
I'm
the last
it.
Call.
Yeah.
One
anybody
last call.
Else.
Die one.
Yes.
You don't even know how you got here tonight. But all you've been hearing is an encouraging word. And you're saying, and they're talking about Jesus. They didn't call his name, but they've been doing things that they say Jesus did. Loved his brother, helped his brother, encouraged his brother, and supported his brother. We'll do the same for you. Die one. We got a green room that we could talk individually with you. So nobody has to listen. And we have a skilled team of pastors, evangelists, bishops, teachers, listeners, and just lovers of Jesus that will listen to you. Dial one right now. We would love to talk to you. But if you're still out there saying, let me in, dial one. We want to hear from you. But other than that, pray us out of here, prophet.
Amen. Amen. So issues. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise and honor and all the glory. And Father, we're asking right now that you take care of every issue that we have, God. Take care of that sexual issue, Father. Take care of that abusive issue that we've dealt with, Father. Take care of the issue, God, of not knowing how to love our wife or knowing how to love our husband properly, Father. Lord, there are so many issues that I can keep going on and on about, but God, you know every single last one of them. And so, God, I'm asking right now with my right hand lifted up to you, Father, that you begin to now search the heart of every man and woman that is on here, God. And even in the midst of them not even coming and pushing to one God, but you know the issues that they're dealing with. And I'm asking right now, Father, that you begin to take the issues away, Father. Take the heaviness away right now in the name of Jesus. Take the burden away, God, of them even going back in their mindset about when they were raped, God, when they were abused, God, when they was out on the street, Father, when they took alcohol or drugs or substance abuse, God, just to hide the pain of what they were going through inwardly, Father. Lord, take care of it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Sheka. And Father, I'm asking you right now, God, that you just continue to love upon us, God. Continue to show your love and mercy upon us, Father God. Don't allow the issues to take us under, God. But, Lord, begin to lift us high right now, Father. Begin to take us to another place, God, in you, Father, that we won't be even dealing with nor worried nor concerned about these issues, God. Now, God, we surrender every issue to you right now, God, that is known to man, Father. We release it to you right now. And we ask, Holy Spirit, please have your way in our lives. Send down your fire right now, God. Begin to consume and burn everything, God, that is not like you,
Jesus.
God. But let us, Father God, step into that place with you that is only just me and you, God, and that I can now have your ear lean to my mouth and I can begin to tell you my issues. God, I don't want to be walking in rejection no more. God, I don't want to walk in unforgiveness any longer. God, I don't want to walk with this molestation or this rape on my mindset. God, please, I don't want to offend people or walk in offense, Lord. Lord, help us with these issues
help
now.
Help us, Jesus.
In the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Don't allow our issues to use us any longer, God. But we want the Holy Spirit to have total control over our lives and deliver us right now from our issues.
Yes, Jesus.
And, Father,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you. We're going to give
you.
You praise, and we're going to give
praise
you all
you.
The
Thank
honor.
You,
and I dare somebody right now just to shout glory for taking my
glory!
Issues.
Glory!
Glory! Thank you for taking
glory,
my issues.
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory!
In
Father,
Jesus' name.
You, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
and amen.
You, Father. Hallelujah.
So it is, so shall it be. Thank
amen.
You.
Hey, y'all don't hang up. I need y'all to listen to this new single being dropped by myself and my one of my sons in the ministry, UConn. All I want to do is serve him. Give us your input on Facebook.
I want to be like Dan. I want to be like
Paul.
Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
I'm doing
everything
I
that
myself.
I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help. I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you. Father, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man. You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracles, pinnacle, spiritual, from the village. I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love. And show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me, cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn, man.
You know, you have to thank God saved me. I'm high out here on drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You. I just want to serve you. I just want to be a better person. Be a better man. Be there for my daughter. Be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.